Hello, welcome to the County Conversation, a podcast featuring employees and subject matter experts from the Fairfax County government discussing programs, services, and items of interest to residents of Fairfax County. I'm your host, Jim Person, and on this edition of The Conversation, we'll talk with Michael Estelle, Department of Purchasing and Supply Management, about how small businesses in the county can sell to and work with the Fairfax County government. Michael, thanks for being with us on the podcast today.
Thank you for having me, Jim. I appreciate it.
Interesting topic as we're starting the new year, 2015. A lot of folks have resolutions. Small businesses have resolutions of making more money. So a good topic to see how they can sell stuff to the county and work with them to grow their business.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Always a worthwhile topic.
Absolutely. Before we get into the topic, though, we always try to learn a little bit about the employee with Fairfax County, learn a little bit about Michael. How long have you been with Purchasing and Supply Management?
I have been with Purchasing and Supply Management for 6 years, maybe, going on 7 years now.
Okay. Always with that department here in the county?
Actually, no. I've spent some time with the health department as one of their off-sites, one of the health clinics off-site, and also with the Reston Community Center.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So a good broad range of experience good with range. The county in a Absolutely. Couple of different areas as well. Mm-hmm. What interests you about purchasing and supply management? Because it doesn't sound quite exciting. I'm sorry.
Well, if you're a small business, it's very exciting.
There you go. You got me, buddy. You got me.
All right. Well, purchasing and supply management, their main responsibility is to administer the procurement of goods and services for Fairfax County.
Okay. Okay.
Basically, what that means is we are the governing body for the county that allows or regulates the process of how the agencies buy their products and services.
Gotcha.
So that
and there's a lot of agencies in Fairfax. Yeah,
there are a lot of agencies.
Okay,
very exciting, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, well, I mean, so you got to have. I mean, it makes sense that you need to kind of have some standardization or things like that to save money for the taxpayer.
Exactly.
Make sure you get the best buy, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I imagine that's kind of tough too.
It is. It's a sheriff's, a watchman's job, kind of. You know, you kind of have to slap people on the hand. So there's an audit team internally that goes out and makes sure that people have been documenting their processes correctly. And, of course, there's an instruction team. Every quarter, I think we offer some type of workshop or educational workshop. And, of course, we offer assistance. They can always just call the contracts division staff who actually regulate the procurement process and the contracting process.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have some other divisions as well.
Okay.
And supplier diversity is one of those divisions. It's actually underneath the contracts division, but we also have the surplus property division as well.
And we've talked about surplus property here on the conversation before. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we also have the systems and customer service division, which is actually our technical support staff.
Oh, okay.
Right. And then internally, we also have what's called the audit team, which I just mentioned before. So that they're all separate divisions of purchasing.
And what division are you in?
Right now, I'm up underneath the contracts division.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a very new shift at the beginning of this year to the Systems and Customer Service Division.
Okay.
Since some of what I do has become automated, and we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Okay.
But it makes sense to move me from contracts into the Systems Division.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So before we talk about your work and how small businesses can work with the county, a little bit more about you when you're not dealing with contracts and purchasing and keeping everybody straight. What do you like to do in your off time?
Well, in my off time, I recently got married, so I spend a lot of time. I'm a newlywed, so I'm really enjoying spending time.
So you have no free time.
Yeah. I enjoy spending time with my wife. But before that, and now even still continuing through that, I'm a coach. I've done coaching softball teams.
Oh, cool.
I've done refereeing as recently as last year for a youth basketball league, and then I play softball quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's really
I was going to say, folks can't see it, but you're a pretty big
I'm
guy.
I'm a big guy, yeah. I'm a big guy. And those were my passions for the past few years.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, cool. Well, that's awesome that you're working with kids, too, coaching and refereeing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if I could take the parents yelling at me, though.
Yeah, but, you know, like you said, I'm a big guy, so I don't get as much yelling as
most
folks do.
That's a good point. That's a good point. So to the meat of the show, the topic we want to talk about, I'm a small business owner in Fairfax County, and
I want to work with the Fairfax County government. I may have some stuff I want to sell the government, or maybe there's some other ways I can work with Fairfax County. So let's really dive into that topic and kind of talk about that.
Okay.
A little bit. Okay.
And that's exactly what small businesses come and approach me about. And,
okay.
And my response to that is, well, what are you looking to sell? And have you done your homework? So what I always tell small businesses is that you must do your homework when you're dealing with any government, whether it be local, state, or federal.
Okay.
So they have to know where their market is with the government or the agency. And once they've located their market, and that holds true for any business, whether they're selling,
right.
Yeah, whether they're selling the government or not, is to understand their market. And I show them how they can find that market.
Is that the homework you're talking about?
That is the homework,
okay,
I'm talking,
okay,
about.
Okay, because I was going to ask you how they do that.
Yeah, that is part of the homework.
Okay.
The other part of the homework would be to see if we've already have a contract in place for something that they buy or what they're trying to sell,
okay,
to Fairfax County, which is a sign that says, if we have a contract in place, yes, we do buy what you're selling. What I also like to tell them is that because we're a public agency, they have access to a lot of information. So I also always show them how they can access that information. And that information would be that they can see the current pricing for whatever we have on contract right now.
Hmm.
And they have access to actually look at the current contractor's submitted proposal,
mm-hmm,
which is very helpful going forward in the contracting process. So they understand how they need to structure their bid or offer,
okay,
when it comes time to submit for a proposal or a new contracting opportunity.
Now, I'm going to interrupt you. Is that information, they have to come into the office and look up this information, or is it available on a website? Or
absolutely. It's actually available on a website.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. If they access the contract register from our per DPSM main page, and they type in, it's a searchable database tool.
Oh, wow.
Yep, and they look for their commodity. When they pull up the document, they can see the notice of award, and on that notice of award will list a price sheet.
Okay.
Sometimes the price sheet's not listed there, but they have there's lots of information available there, and I point out all the information to them. But they can also obtain the contract specialist's contact information, the agency that submitted the requirements.
Right, right.
They can reach out to that contact person.
Oh, okay.
And if they're confused about all that, that's why I have a job, so they can call me,
right,
and I can walk them through that hand,
okay,
in hand. So that's a lot of what I do, a lot of hand-holding, one-on-one counseling sessions as well. So,
wow.
Yeah. It's very good.
Mm-hmm. So is it easier for a small business to sell something to the county if the county is already buying it?
No. And that's part of understanding how to do business with localities.
Hmm.
If we have something on contract already, while the contract is not a requirement that the agencies use it, we at DPSM encourage it because we took the time, energy, and effort,
right,
to actually solicit that solicitation and,
okay,
put it on the street and,
okay,
advertise it. So 9 times out of 10, the agency is going to go with what they have on contract. However, what I tell the small business owner is, mark this on your calendar for the next time it comes available.
Hmm.
We'll look at it 1 year to 6 months out before it becomes a new solicitation or when that contract expires. And then that way they can get informed. The other thing I also inform them of is how to get electronic notification when that solicitation becomes public again.
So
I do get them registered in the systems.
So that they actually know when somebody's getting ready to,
correct,
be in the need for something.
Correct.
Wow, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty smart.
Yeah, very smart. Now, the other side of that is if they're a really small business, they have to make sure that their business is what's called responsive and responsible. Well, I should say responsible is more what I'm talking about. And that means that they have to have a history of past performance of something of similar scope and size. So they want to make sure that they meet those requirements before they actually take the time to submit a response or a proposal.
But isn't that tough? And I'm going to try to play a small business owner here.
Okay.
I maybe new in the business or, 3 or 4 years old or whatever, and it's kind of like that first job out of college. How do you get that first job because they want experience, but you don't have experience?
Exactly.
So how do you do that?
Well, unfortunately, Fairfax County is a large jurisdiction, we don't have a lot of small opportunities. So what we normally do is advise them to subcontract whenever possible. So what we can do is, instead of, if they don't have past performance, I'll give them the current contractor's contact information, which they can also pull down off the contract register directly.
Right.
But I will also talk to them about how they can approach that contractor and say, I'm looking for a piece of the action.
Mm-hmm.
And if they spend some time on the project working for Fairfax County, then they can go forward and say that they've worked on that project, and that will definitely go a long way towards their past performance.
Okay.
So it does take time.
Yeah.
But you have to crawl before you can walk.
Right.
And that's the other thing we also have to let small businesses know quite often, is you can't just jump into the fray right away. So
I've got this to sell. Here it is. Buy it and pay me.
Right.
Next week.
Right. Well, really, they want to put me on a contract, and I can't just put you on a contract.
Right.
But more to your other point that you just mentioned, there are occasions where county representatives can just make a one-time purchase.
Mm.
For things under $5,000, they can go ahead and purchase it right away.
Okay. The agencies in Fairfax.
The agencies directly can make that purchase. They don't have to come through purchasing.
Okay.
They have delegated authority to make that purchase.
Okay. So that sounds like a good opportunity then for small businesses. So how would they then be able to advertise what they have or get this knowledge to all the agencies in the county?
Yeah, that's the tough part. So that's the marketing part that, I can't really help them do it. They actually have to get out there and do it themselves. So it does take time. They'll still have to learn who their market is, where we buy those products and services. And they can do things like attend my workshops and events. I do an annual reverse trade show, which is really nice. It's called the Vendor Forum.
Okay.
It happens in October every year. Last year we had 26 agency represented, along with some of our larger contractors. And they can come out and talk to those representatives directly, face-to-face, and market their products and services.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it was free. It was an all-day event.
Right.
And we do it every year.
Okay.
So.
Well, and part of marketing, I always hear it's always about relationships anyway. It comes down to kind of like who you know, and you have a comfort level working with them. And if product A and product B are pretty identical in cost and quality and et cetera, you're going to go with someone you feel like you can trust and, you know, is going to deliver. And that's where it comes down to maybe meeting with a lot of the agency folks and that kind of thing.
That's exactly why I put on the vendor form every year for that purpose, so they can start building those relationships. And we do it once a year, so that it gives them throughout the year the opportunity to develop that relationship. So they can call once a quarter and network with the agency representative and say, you know, I just wanted to let you know, you know, so-and-so just started using my product, and they've seemed very happy with it. They can send out emails and saying, you know, the local other jurisdiction is using this product or service, and so on and so forth. So they can build their brand in that sense with Fairfax County. So that's an opportunity to do that marketing through that method.
If there's a small business owner right now or a solo entrepreneur listening, and this is the first they've heard of this vendor forum, is there a telephone number they can call? Is there an email list they can get on so they can be notified of the dates and stuff like that?
Absolutely. What they can do is actually register in our VIP, or they can call me directly. At my phone number is 703-324-3104. You can also go to the website, the DPSM website, which is fairfaxcounty.gov/DPSM. And there's a link on that webpage to the Supplier Diversity Program as well as the vendor form.
Okay.
And they can get information that way.
You mentioned something when you were talking just there. You said VIP, I think.
Yes.
What is that?
Okay, the VIP. VIP is an acronym, of course, for Vendor Internet Portal.
Of course.
Yeah, of course, right? Can't be government without an acronym.
That's right.
So, yeah. So what we've recently developed with the ERP replacement system, I don't know if you're aware of that. But
Got me on that acronym, too.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. with new focus system, the county has gone to a new software for procurement. And part of that software is a module called a vendor relations module, if you will.
Okay.
Essentially what it is an online portal where vendors can register, and it will be able to allow vendors to receive notifications of solicitations electronically.
Gotcha.
And that's one of the big parts of the big features of it. So right now what we're doing is we're still modifying some of the features of it. Vendors can register right now in it. We are tweaking the notification process for it, but that is one method that they can use.
Right.
And I can pull out of that the list of all who's in there and send them an email blast and say, vendor form's coming,
awesome.
Sign up here.
Okay.
So that's why I said they can register in the VIP.
Very good. Keep it simple. Okay. And you also mentioned something, too, which was diversity. I know the county likes to try to do business with small businesses and owners of ethnic and that type of thing. I forget the exact name of what it's called, but
we call it SWAMP. Well, we go with what the state calls. It's called SWAMP, Small Women and Minority
Owners. There you go. That's it. Is there a requirement to do that, or is it just a nice thing that the county wants to do?
Actually, there is no requirement by the county, or there are no mandates. We're under no kind of restraints or restrictions or requirements to do a set-aside of any kind. What I would like to state is that the county does outperform the state and quite often the federal government as well in terms of their spend with those different classifications.
Wow.
Yeah, for FY14, our spend totals were 43.7%.
Don't
hold me on the percentage.
That's almost half.
Yeah, almost half. Yes, very good numbers, extremely good numbers. We were very pleased. I was very pleased with the outcome. And actually, Jim, we also spend 52% of all our payments go to a small business.
Wow.
Yeah, very good. So that's outstanding. And with performance like that, we can't really argue for a mandate.
Right.
So no one else anywhere is making those kinds of numbers. So
that's pretty incredible because you think Fairfax County, like what, 1.1, 1.2 million people, a lot of Fortune 500 companies are based here in Fairfax County.
Right.
But still huge opportunities for small businesses.
Still huge opportunity for small businesses. So
what would be the one big key takeaway or bit of advice you would give a small business owner in Fairfax County about getting involved with the county government?
Patience. Anytime you're making the jump from business to business workings, you want to make sure that you are patient because the process for working with government can be tedious and lengthy, and it elevates at each level. So if you start at the city government, it could be a month. If you go to local government, for us, it's 90 days to 6 months, depending on the process, the complexity of it. And at each level, it gets more complex. So we Fairfax County, have some very complex solicitations and because we have some very complex requirements. We're on the cutting edge of a lot of different technologies. And, of course, because of our location to the proximity to the capital, we have some very stringent requirements as well. So which is probably why some of those Fortune 500 companies are around here, because I'm sure Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. all share the same kind of requirements. But
Numbers a little below and a little above 50% for buying stuff or working with small businesses in the area. Is it just limited to Fairfax County, or are there small businesses outside of the county that could you mentioned D.C., Maryland, listeners, et cetera. Is there any preferential treatment given to county businesses versus other, those kind of things?
The short answer would be no. There is no preference given to small women and minority-owned companies. I won't say it just works out that way. I will say that we have more small women and minority-owned companies participating in the procurement process.
Oh, interesting.
That means that they're submitting bids and offers. Than we do large or non-small women and minority-owned companies, which is probably the contributing factor to the success rate of the 43%. But there is no requirement unless there is a dead heat for a bid offering. If all things are equal, same pricing, same terms and conditions, and same payment terms, et cetera, then preference is given to the county and to the county resident, county business.
Okay,
but that is very rare. Maybe once every 2 years that occurs. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. We're talking with Michael Estelle, the Department of Purchasing and Supply Management, about how small businesses can sell to and work with Fairfax County. And Michael, just a couple of minutes left. A thought that came to me, see if you could give examples, and I imagine it's anything you could think of, but types of stuff small business owners or small businesses would sell to Fairfax County. I mean, is it just totally run the gamut?
Just about runs the gamut. But what I, in my personal experience, the small things that I have purchased are things like office product supplies. More of marketing and promotional products.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, pens, pencils, kind of thing. Sometimes one-off items, dry cleaning services.
Hmm. So really there's an opportunity for just about any kind of business.
Pretty much just about any kind of business. There are some things that are going to be tougher to yeah. move than others. For instance, I had a small business owner who asked me how to sell and market gift baskets, and that's really kind of a personal choice
yeah.
for somebody. So I was like, I'm sorry, I don't know.
County doesn't really give gift baskets.
No, we don't give gift baskets,
yeah.
But you may reach some. She could probably reach some staff on a personal level,
right?
Which is what I informed her, which she'd have to walk into each office individually.
Yeah.
It's a tough sell.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
The other thing was another small business owner wanted to sell shaved ice.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was.
You mean like the thing to eat? Oh, okay.
Yes. And she really wanted to work with schools in terms of working, you know, at their after-school events
sure.
and activities or their athletic events. So I put her in touch with the PTA Association.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're the ones who actually put together the
right.
the goods and
some of the events.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The concession okay. stands. So there are different ways for small businesses and very diverse businesses
yeah.
to get in and do business with Fairfax County. It's a matter of figuring out where their market is, which is
mm-hmm.
why I said they have to do their homework.
Yeah.
And if they need help with that, of course, that's what I'm here for. So
right. okay.
If a company wanted to come in and sell, you know, you guys need a new tape recorder device there. I don't know what that is. But if it's just a one-off purchase, you know, I know lots of AV companies that may
right.
be able to have access
right.
to that. So I'll
okay.
go in my database and say, oh, we got these guys who are small women and minority-owned companies.
Okay. So I guess the key here is there is opportunity and someone is available to help
there.
Try to figure it out. So I know you mentioned it before, but if folks want to get up with you or the Department of Purchasing and Supply Management, if they're a small business or an entrepreneur, give us those contact info again before we run out of time.
Okay. First thing you want to do is check out our website, www.fairfaxcounty.gov/DPSM. There's a free webinar video up there, which is outstanding. You also can reach us at 703-324-3201 is our main number. And you can ask for Michael Estelle. You can also reach me directly at 703-324-3104.
Okay. Michael, last 10, 15 seconds. Anything I haven't asked you, any final comment that you want to throw out there to small business owners?
Yes. We are having a workshop every other month starting in January for our Selling to Fairfax County. If you're interested in how to do that or see the workshop live, you can have an opportunity to ask questions every third Wednesday of every other month, starting January. We're also having on that same Wednesday in the afternoon a workshop on getting registered not only with Fairfax County, but getting registered with the state as well as the federal programs as well. So
awesome.
If you're going to receive some opportunities for business, that's a good way to do it.
Awesome.
It's absolutely free. Both workshops are free.
Okay, so six times a year, every third Wednesday.
Yeah.
Third Wednesday every other month starting in January.
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
Awesome. and they can get up with one of those numbers or email addresses or whatever if they need more information.
Yeah, schedule's available on a website,
all
so
right.
make it easy for
all
you.
Right.
All right.
Michael, actually, interesting topic, and I am so glad that you were with us on the conversation today.
Well, thanks, Jim. I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. Michael Estelle with the Department of Purchasing and Supply Management about how small businesses can sell to and work with Fairfax County. If you'd like to get more Fairfax County news and events, we encourage you to visit us at fairfaxcounty.gov/news. You can also call 703-FAIRFAX. That's 703-324-7329 weekdays between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Thanks for listening to The County Conversation, produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.